A wise man does not expose himself needlessly to danger, since there are few things for which he cares sufficiently. The noise of the world is constant. It floods every waking moment with demands to feel, to react, to prove. People exhaust themselves trying to be understood by those who do not understand themselves. They explain, justify, and perform, mistaking exhaustion for meaning. The Stoic sees this as the first corruption, the surrender of peace to perception. They step back, not in retreat, but in reclamation. Silence becomes resistance. Indifference becomes liberation. Discipline begins when reaction ends. The one who stops caring about the noise regains command of focus. Every opinion, every judgment, every expectation becomes irrelevant to the central law within. In that stillness, power condenses. The Stoic's calm presence becomes heavier than all noise combined. They move slowly, deliberately, detached from outcome but sharpened by intent. The world keeps shouting, they keep building, their quiet defies chaos. To stop caring is to become untouchable. Not from arrogance but from clarity. The disciplined no longer chase the shifting weather of approval, they build under it. They no longer explain their purpose, they embody it. Their silence carries weight. Their calm commands attention. The act of not caring transforms from defense into dominance. This is where mastery begins, in the stillness that no storm can move. The silence that follows clarity becomes the beginning of control. Once the mind stops chasing the noise, it begins to hear its own structure. Every thought sharpens, every emotion returns to order. The Stoic stands at this threshold, the edge where care dissolves and command begins. From this stillness, they move inward toward the discipline that defines freedom. Stop caring. The command cuts cleanly because it targets the instinct that weakens the modern mind. Life tightens its grip when a person builds their identity around reactions, opinions, approval, and noise. The Stoic learns that carrying everything is the fastest way to lose direction. The path becomes heavier when a person broadcasts emotional exposure to every disturbance. The mind becomes a clear instrument only when it stops bending to expectations. Mental sovereignty is the art of containment. The world teaches expression, but rarely discipline. The Stoic reverses this pattern. They build strength not from constant speech, but from deliberate silence. They do not reveal their thoughts to earn validation. They refine them in quiet until they sharpen into principles. This containment forms the first wall of internal order. It creates distance between what is felt and what is done. It is the discipline that separates reaction from command. The modern world punishes restraint. It rewards emotional performance, broadcasting the illusion of connection through exposure. But exposure is not connection. It is vulnerability to chaos. The Stoic understands that attention is currency, and the careless spender soon becomes bankrupt in focus. They choose what deserves energy. They understand that not all emotions deserve expression. The world's noise grows weaker when one learns to observe without participation. The power of indifference does not mean detachment from life. It means alignment with reason. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." To stop caring is to begin filtering. To filter is to govern. The mind that governs itself no longer depends on the shifting tides of circumstance. Its peace is engineered, not inherited. It is built from constant correction, a daily calibration toward control. When a person stops caring about what cannot be controlled, space opens for mastery over what can. The attention once wasted on judgment becomes energy for growth. The emotions once spent on defense become the strength of composure. Control begins when the unnecessary is abandoned. Every moment spent reacting is a fragment of life traded for noise. The Stoic does not sell fragments of their time to chaos. Caring too much fractures purpose. The individual begins to interpret their worth through the eyes of others. It creates a feedback loop of insecurity and validation. Sovereignty ends where dependence begins. The Stoic's detachment is not arrogance, it is preservation. They learn to protect the clarity of their inner space. What is not allowed to enter cannot disturb order. To stop caring is to choose hierarchy of value. The Stoic orders the mind as one would order a city, removing unnecessary structures, strengthening the foundation, and defending its borders. Every opinion is an invading army, if allowed unchecked. Every insult is a test of defense. Every distraction is a siege on focus. The disciplined mind fortifies itself by indifference to trivial attacks. Calmness becomes a strategic posture. It is not a lack of emotion, but an arrangement of power. It is the signal that one's emotions are trained, not suppressed. Indifference is strength because it removes the hook of manipulation. Those who cannot be provoked cannot be controlled. Those who cannot be controlled cannot be conquered. Stoic calm is the armor of reason. Emotional economy defines mastery. Every unnecessary care is an unpaid debt that weakens discipline. The Stoic pays attention only to what compounds value, thought, virtue, and purpose. All else is waste. The world tries to sell outrage, praise, and conflict as meaning. The wise do not buy it. Their peace is not dependent on market trends of emotion. Mental sovereignty begins with refusal. Refusal to react, to explain, to prove, to justify. The individual who constantly explains their choices reveals uncertainty in them. The Stoic does not broadcast every thought because they know the power of stillness. They understand that mystery and restraint project strength. Their silence becomes a form of presence. Their order becomes influence. Seneca wrote, "He who suffers before it is necessary suffers more than is necessary." To stop caring is to stop imagining pain that hasn't occurred. The sovereign mind lives within the boundary of fact, not fear. It trains itself to separate what exists from what is imagined. Fear of opinion is imagination. Fear of rejection is imagination. Freedom begins when the mind stops rehearsing pain. To stop caring is not to stop feeling, it is to place emotion under rule. Passion without command becomes destruction, but disciplined emotion becomes fuel for power. The Stoic channels intensity into creation. They do not waste anger on insult. They transmute it into endurance. They do not waste fear on speculation. They convert it into caution. Their emotions become tools, not masters. Discipline thrives in silence. Every word unspoken is an opportunity to think. The mind that rushes to speak rarely listens. The Stoic reverses the impulse to declare. They practice delay. Delay in reaction is the foundation of control. Delay creates the distance required for reason to enter before emotion decides. This delay is the hidden structure of mastery. The person who stops caring about opinions starts to see reality as it is. Without the distortion of ego, every situation becomes clear. Feedback from the world turns into information, not injury. Criticism no longer wounds, it instructs. Praise no longer inflates, it distracts. Indifference transforms feedback into fuel for refinement. The Stoic uses both praise and insult as raw material for growth. Caring too much about image kills authenticity. The person obsessed with perception lives in constant disguise. The Stoic destroys disguise. They remove the need to appear, choosing instead to become. Their value does not depend on observation. They act by principle, not applause. Their confidence comes from alignment between thought and conduct, not external agreement. To stop caring is to end negotiation with weakness. Every time the mind seeks reassurance, it betrays its own authority. The Stoic eliminates internal debate about what must be done. They replace uncertainty with order. They do not consult emotion when clarity has already decided. Their peace is not fragile because it does not depend on the mood of the day. The sovereign mind withdraws from noise as a general withdraws to higher ground. From height, perspective replaces panic. Problems lose their magnitude when viewed from command. Emotional distance restores scale. The Stoic does not shrink from challenge, but observes it from above. They decide rather than react. They respond rather than defend. Each decision reaffirms control. Caring less reveals what truly matters. It filters illusion. What once seemed urgent loses importance under examination. The Stoic trains this filter daily. They question impulse, delay reaction, and clarify motive. This constant audit of the mind transforms chaos into structure. The result is serenity without fragility, peace with teeth. To stop caring is not withdrawal from life, but engagement with essence. It is subtraction until only truth remains. When distractions are removed, meaning becomes visible. The mind regains its original clarity. The Stoic understands that mastery is not addition, but reduction. Freedom is not expansion, but containment. Simplicity is the ultimate strength. A mind that does not chase validation becomes stable. It no longer sways with approval. It no longer bends under criticism. It becomes a pillar in the storm. Those who possess this stillness command presence without noise. Their composure communicates more than words ever could. Their calmness becomes influence. Their restraint becomes authority. The one who stops caring stops being predictable. Emotional unpredictability weakens control. Stoic neutrality restores it. The ability to remain centered under pressure turns volatility into advantage. When others react, the Stoic analyzes. When others panic, the Stoic plans. Indifference creates tactical superiority. Calmness becomes the highest form of strategy. Caring less does not produce emptiness. It produces clarity of aim. The Stoic sees the futility of emotional debt. They invest only in motion aligned with purpose. Every thought is measured by its utility to the goal. Their focus is absolute. Their detachment is not distance. It is precision. The more they filter emotion, the sharper their action becomes. To stop caring is to free the mind from the dictatorship of reaction. It no longer dances to the rhythm of the world's noise. It moves only when purpose commands. This restraint produces quiet strength, a gravity that pulls respect without demand. The Stoic does not compete for attention. They dominate through absence of need. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself daily, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it." The Stoic learns to edit estimates. To stop caring is to refine perception. The sovereign mind understands that perception shapes reality. Mastery over perception is mastery over experience. Discipline becomes freedom when caring ceases to drain energy. The Stoic reclaims the mental energy wasted on comparison, resentment, and approval. This energy transforms into action, creation, and endurance. The sovereign mind conserves attention like a soldier conserves ammunition. They do not fire at shadows. Every shot is intentional. Every word is measured. The modern world feeds on attention. To stop caring is rebellion against this system. Indifference becomes liberation. The Stoic removes the hooks of social conditioning. They do not seek approval from algorithms or trends. Their value is defined by virtue, not visibility. Their peace is private, built on conduct invisible to applause. Indifference is misunderstood as coldness, but in truth, it is precision of care. The Stoic cares deeply about what is within their control and nothing beyond it. This balance forms the core of serenity. They invest in self-mastery, discipline, and contribution. Everything else is irrelevant. The economy of attention is the new battlefield. The Stoic wins by conserving energy. When a person stops caring about control over others, they discover control over themselves. The effort once spent on convincing becomes energy for building. They stop defending every belief and start embodying it. They stop explaining and start exemplifying. The sovereign mind leads by demonstration, not argument. Silence becomes persuasion. Indifference to approval breeds authenticity. The Stoic becomes unshakable because they act from internal law. Their peace is not the absence of struggle, but the absence of fragmentation. They align with reason, as steel aligns with magnetism. Order replaces confusion. Clarity replaces doubt. Their life becomes an act of coherence. To stop caring is to practice selection of thought, of influence, of emotion. The Stoic's restraint is not passive, but active governance. They rule the mind as one would rule territory, with vigilance and law. Each thought that enters is interrogated for purpose. Each emotion that rises is tested for truth. The result is peace without ignorance. Sovereignty means consistency. The Stoic does not shift conduct with mood. Their principles are fixed points that stabilize motion. They respond to reality with measured precision. The world's noise cannot distort their focus because their foundation is internal. The less they care about perception, the clearer they see reality. To stop caring is the beginning of real influence. The world follows those unmoved by it. Emotional stillness draws trust. Confidence without need draws respect. The Stoic does not seek followers. They attract them through order. Their strength is not declared but felt. They are unprovoked, unshaken, and untethered from approval. Caring less does not make the Stoic detached from humanity. It makes them more capable of service. Without dependence on praise, they can act with integrity. Without fear of rejection, they can speak truth. Without emotional noise, they can think clearly. Detachment amplifies precision. Precision amplifies impact. This is power purified of vanity. The discipline of not caring is protection against manipulation. Those who crave validation can always be controlled. Those who are indifferent cannot be bought. Freedom is not comfort, but command. The Stoic accepts discomfort as the price of autonomy. They choose solitude over compromise. They choose truth over comfort. When the Stoic stops caring, they do not lose empathy, they lose fragility. Their compassion is strong because it does not depend on agreement. Their kindness is voluntary, not forced. They act from choice, not compulsion. This is the highest form of care. Care that is deliberate, not desperate. The sovereign mind reaches a state where emotion serves mission. Every feeling is filtered through principle. Pleasure, anger, fear, and desire all pass through reason's gate. The Stoic feels deeply but selectively. They direct energy toward endurance and purpose. Their calm becomes radiance. Their silence becomes signal. To stop caring is to end inner conflict. The divided self disappears when attention is reclaimed. The Stoic becomes one, thought, word, and action aligned. This alignment produces peace, stronger than pleasure. It is the serenity of full control. It is the confidence that cannot be given or taken. The world's noise fades when the mind stands still. The Stoic does not chase quiet, they create it. They shape an inner fortress that no insult can breach, no opinion can shake, no fear can enter. Inside that fortress is the source of composure, clarity, and command. This is the power of stopping care, not emptiness, but elevation through control. The one who stops caring begins to rule themselves absolutely. Their peace is not a reaction, it is a system. Their strength is not loud, it is constant. Their order is not performed, it is lived. To stop caring is to begin reigning, silently, inwardly, permanently. The strength of mental sovereignty deepens through repetition. The Stoic does not claim control once and rest. They reinforce it daily, turning discipline into instinct. Each morning is a rehearsal of command. Each encounter tests the quality of calm. Sovereignty matures through endurance, through countless moments of restraint that refine the character beyond appearance. The person who governs their mind does not need external order. Their structure is internal. They do not wait for conditions to improve before acting correctly. They set the conditions through the posture they hold within. This constancy separates the disciplined from the emotional. While others are carried by change, the Stoic moves as a fixed axis. To stop caring requires vigilance. The world tempts the mind to reattach, to explain, to prove again. Detachment is never passive. It demands strength to maintain clarity amid constant noise. The sovereign mind reasserts its boundary every day. It reviews impulses like a commander inspecting defense lines. When emotion tries to infiltrate, reason answers with law. The daily practice of indifference trains resistance to manipulation. Praise and blame are two edges of the same weapon. The Stoic dulls both by refusing to depend on either. They understand that truth remains truth without recognition. Their satisfaction is in alignment, not applause. This orientation frees them from the instability of reputation. Every reaction that is withheld is an act of self-respect. To stop caring is not retreat, it is assertion. The Stoic asserts their right to calmness in a world that rewards outrage. They refuse to compete in chaos. Their silence is not surrender, but precision. Each moment of restraint expands the capacity for endurance. Detachment must be tested in conflict to become real. Peace in comfort is decoration. Peace in tension is strength. The Stoic does not seek easy ground. They welcome resistance as verification of control. When insult arrives, they measure the stillness of their own pulse. When failure visits, they observe whether reason remains intact. This constant examination replaces emotion with command. To stop caring about outcomes strengthens attention to conduct. The Stoic understands that control ends at action. They release expectation and stay loyal to effort. The result is no longer a burden. It becomes evidence of discipline. When the focus stays on behavior, the noise of uncertainty disappears. What remains is quiet precision in execution. The sovereign mind interprets difficulty as opportunity for calibration. Each challenge exposes the limits of composure. Instead of avoiding discomfort, the Stoic enters it deliberately. They treat each disruption as material for mastery. When emotion surges, they study its pattern. When distraction pulls, they analyze its origin. Knowledge replaces reaction. Freedom grows in proportion to what no longer disturbs. The Stoic marks progress not by achievement, but by indifference to triviality. What once provoked them now dissolves unnoticed. This erosion of weakness happens slowly, like stone weathered into shape. The result is a calmness that no noise can break. Mental sovereignty sharpens when one stops caring about proving wisdom. The attempt to appear disciplined contradicts discipline itself. The Stoic avoids signaling virtue. They prefer invisible strength. They practice mastery quietly until it becomes nature. Their aim is not recognition, but purity of conduct. To stop caring about control over others is the start of real leadership. Influence grows from stability, not persuasion. The Stoic leads by reliability. Their composure becomes gravity for those who lack it. They do not instruct through emotion, but through presence. Calmness communicates conviction better than speech. The mind that governs itself transforms solitude into power. Isolation becomes laboratory, not prison. The Stoic uses silence to refine thought. They separate useful ideas from impulses disguised as purpose. In the stillness of self-rule, clarity emerges. Every minute alone becomes a conversation with principle. When the Stoic stops caring about speed, patience replaces anxiety. Progress becomes rhythm, not rush. They understand that slow precision builds permanence. The modern obsession with immediacy destroys focus. The Stoic restores sequence. Observe, think, act. No step is skipped. No motion is wasted. Their progress is quiet, deliberate, inevitable. To stop caring about offense is to end dependence on apology. The Stoic sees insult as wind against stone. Their stability absorbs it without erosion. They do not demand respect because they command it through order. Disrespect cannot touch what does not rely on approval. The mind fortified by reason remains unmoved by noise. Mental sovereignty does not mean withdrawal from duty. It means performing duty with clean intention. The Stoic executes obligations without complaint or pride. Their motive is clarity, not recognition. They work as function of principle, not desire. In this purity, labor becomes sacred. Every action becomes a reflection of discipline. Sovereignty grows through simplicity. Complexity multiplies care. The Stoic removes what dilutes focus, excess desire, unnecessary thought, useless debate. Minimalism in conduct produces precision in mind. The less they chase, the more they command. Simplicity is not lack, it is concentration. To stop caring requires the courage to lose noise. Many fear silence because it exposes the truth of their distractions. The Stoic welcomes it. In silence, they confront the real structure of the mind. Weakness surfaces, illusions collapse, and honesty begins. Only through exposure to stillness does sovereignty become absolute. The disciplined mind practices refusal as a daily art. It refuses gossip, outrage, emotional contagion. Each refusal preserves clarity. What others call detachment, the Stoic calls maintenance. Every rejection of nonsense fortifies focus. The reward is strength that does not depend on environment. Marcus Aurelius observed that the soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. To stop caring is to choose the color of thought consciously. The Stoic selects neutrality, calm, and precision as the palette of mind. They reject tones of panic and envy. The result is an inner atmosphere of control. The mind paints its own peace. To stop caring about fairness releases immense energy. Life distributes events without equity. The Stoic replaces complaint with response. They measure themselves by conduct, not fortune. Each hardship becomes an assignment in strength. Injustice becomes the terrain of resilience. Their composure becomes evidence of superiority to circumstance. Indifference to excess praise prevents corruption. Success can intoxicate faster than failure wounds. The Stoic remains steady under both. They treat victory as a test of restraint. They do not celebrate loudly, they observe quietly. Pleasure, like pain, is measured by its effect on clarity. If it clouds the mind, it is discarded. The act of not caring must extend to memory. The Stoic does not dwell on insult or regret. They archive experiences without emotional residue. What is learned remains, what disturbs dissolves. This mental hygiene prevents contamination by the past. The present remains available for reason. To stop caring about perfect control removes anxiety. The Stoic accepts limitation without surrendering effort. They adjust strategy without self-pity. Failure becomes feedback. Each setback refines endurance. Their calmness under loss is not resignation, but understanding of scale. They measure life by response, not event. Mental sovereignty produces quiet confidence. The Stoic does not require constant affirmation because they understand their alignment with principle. Their validation is internal audit, each decision judged by virtue, not opinion. This self-referencing system eliminates the instability of external comparison. Their direction remains linear, regardless of the world's noise. Caring less about comfort increases capacity for work. The Stoic seeks friction to maintain sharpness. Ease dulls instinct. They choose effort voluntarily, viewing discomfort as training. Each hard task performed without complaint reinforces authority over emotion. Pain becomes a teacher of focus. To stop caring about constant novelty strengthens appreciation for the present. The Stoic trains depth over variety. They remain with one practice until mastery emerges. The modern mind scatters. The Stoic consolidates. Attention applied deeply transforms the ordinary into discipline. Routine becomes sacred repetition. Indifference to emotional contagion keeps the mind clean. The Stoic observes others panic without absorbing it. They practice detachment through observation, not isolation. Calmness spreads by proximity. Their presence stabilizes environments because it transmits order without demand. This is influence through composure. To stop caring about being understood is liberation. The Stoic knows clarity is not always recognized. They live by alignment, not persuasion. Truth needs no defense. Their actions explain what words cannot. Misinterpretation does not disturb them. They continue their work in silence. Self-rule matures when the Stoic stops caring about timing. They trust sequence rather than forcing outcomes. Urgency is replaced with steadiness. Life unfolds through rhythm, not demand. The disciplined accept waiting as part of control. Their patience becomes a form of intelligence. The sovereign mind values stability over excitement. Excitement consumes energy. Stability multiplies it. The Stoic cultivates calm as the default state. They measure success by composure under fluctuation. The quieter their emotions, the clearer their strategy. Stillness becomes the foundation for all motion. To stop caring about public image preserves authenticity. The Stoic does not decorate virtue. They live it. Their morality is private, not performed. Their reputation is a consequence, not a project. By freeing themselves from appearances, they act cleanly. This is integrity without audience. When indifference becomes complete, the Stoic achieves equanimity, a balance unshaken by extremes. This state is not achieved through suppression, but through awareness. They see the motion of thought as separate from identity. Observation replaces identification. The mind becomes mirror, reflecting without attachment. To stop caring about validation is to reclaim time. Every emotional reaction is time sold cheaply. The Stoic becomes wealthy in focus by spending attention only on purpose. Their day is structured by priorities, not impulses. Each decision compounds order. Their life becomes architecture, not accident. Mental sovereignty culminates when detachment feels natural. The Stoic no longer forces calm, they are calm. It is no longer practice, but presence. This quiet strength radiates through conduct. They live among noise yet remain untouched. The command is complete. They have stopped caring about everything that weakens, and in doing so, they have gained everything that strengthens. Emotional distance is not absence of feeling. It is precision of response. The Stoic trains to experience every emotion fully without surrendering to it. They allow it to appear, but not to govern. To master emotion is not to kill it, but to position it under reason's rule. Feeling becomes instrument, not identity. The world mistakes sensitivity for depth. It celebrates overreaction as proof of sincerity. But uncontrolled emotion is not sincerity. It is instability. The Stoic cultivates stillness inside intensity. When the heart races, the mind remains clear. This separation between sensation and action defines composure. It is not coldness. It is clarity preserved under pressure. To observe without merging is the highest form of intelligence. The Stoic practices this daily. When anger rises, they do not speak. When fear surfaces, they analyze. Observation creates a gap wide enough for reason to enter. The untrained mind collapses into emotion. The disciplined mind stands beside it. This distance converts chaos into understanding. The mind must become laboratory. Every surge of emotion becomes data. The Stoic asks, what triggered this? What thought followed? What belief sustained it? Emotion is not denied. It is dissected. Through dissection, control emerges. Each reaction becomes a lesson in structure. Awareness replaces impulsivity. This is emotional discipline in motion. Attachment amplifies suffering. The Stoic learns that dependency on emotional outcomes enslaves. When a person expects constant comfort, they decay. When they pursue peace only through others, they lose power. Emotional distance frees energy for conduct. It removes the compulsion to be understood, liked, or accepted. Freedom begins when reaction ends. To remain composed under insult is a rare strength. The world provokes constantly. Opinions, outrage, comparison. The Stoic treats provocation as training. Every offense is resistance applied to the muscle of restraint. When others erupt, the Stoic breathes. When others justify, the Stoic corrects quietly within. Stillness under attack is not weakness. It is evidence of order. Seneca wrote, "He who is brave is free." Courage begins in emotional restraint. The brave mind does not run from fear. It studies it. It names the source, traces the thought, identifies the illusion. This examination turns fear into information. The Stoic's detachment transforms danger into clarity. Their calmness under threat is not denial. It is preparation. Distance is not suppression. Suppression hides weakness. Distance observes it. The Stoic does not bury emotion. They measure it until it shrinks to proportion. Grief, anger, joy, pride, all reduced to signal. The mind remains the governing field where these currents move. Sovereignty is preserved not by avoidance, but by organization. Modern culture glorifies expression without reflection. But expression without understanding is noise. The Stoic delays expression until it can serve purpose. Each word released carries weight because it passes through layers of analysis. Their silence holds more meaning than others shouting. They communicate through posture more than tone. To remain distant while surrounded by chaos is a mark of maturity. The Stoic's eyes stay steady amid motion. They do not join every debate, nor absorb every anxiety. They filter existence like air, inhaling only what sustains. This filtration is not isolation, but strength in selection. Selectivity defines mastery. The disciplined mind trains detachment from praise as rigorously as from insult. Praise seduces through comfort. It creates dependence on affirmation. The Stoic remains neutral. Approval means nothing without alignment to virtue. They act the same, whether seen or unseen. The distance from both applause and criticism protects clarity. Emotional distance is cultivated through physical control. Breath, posture, and gaze are instruments of command. The Stoic breathes slowly under stress to regulate thought speed. Their body becomes anchor for mind. By mastering the body's signals, they reduce emotions' leverage. Physical control reinforces mental architecture. Observation becomes reflex through repetition. The Stoic reviews the day like a scientist reviewing results. Where did emotion rule? Where did reason hold? This audit builds precision. Failure becomes data, not shame. The next day becomes cleaner, more deliberate. Gradually, reaction fades into awareness. To care correctly requires boundaries. The Stoic does not withdraw from life, but engages selectively. They care about what they can influence. They release the rest without bitterness. This balanced engagement prevents exhaustion. Emotional neutrality is not apathy, it is proportion. The mind expends energy only where return is possible. Distance creates endurance. The one who is not constantly drained by reaction can persist longer than any emotional rival. Composure multiplies stamina. The Stoic outlasts the volatile because they do not waste energy defending feelings. Their neutrality becomes an engine of longevity. While others burn fast, they endure. To stand apart from emotion is to stand above confusion. Most conflict arises from identification with temporary states. The Stoic watches emotion pass like weather. Storms arrive, but the sky remains. This perspective transforms pain into patience. They understand transience not as philosophy, but as daily reality. What passes cannot rule. Calmness under pressure is learned through exposure. The Stoic seeks friction intentionally. They test their equilibrium in the noise of the world. Every confrontation becomes laboratory pressure. Each success in control reinforces identity. Emotional distance is not escape, it is practiced resilience. To detach from outcomes removes the fear of loss. The Stoic does not measure success by emotion. They measure it by adherence to principle. Whether joy or grief follows is irrelevant. Control of action remains the standard. This separation from emotional evaluation turns every result into material for growth. Emotional distance allows accurate empathy. The Stoic can help others precisely because they are not consumed by reaction. Compassion clouded by panic is sentimentality. True compassion requires order. The Stoic listens without absorbing, advises without merging, and supports without drowning. Their clarity becomes medicine for chaos. Every emotion contains information. The Stoic extracts it, discards distortion, and keeps the signal. Anger reveals attachment. Fear reveals ignorance. Envy reveals misalignment. Through analysis, each emotion becomes a guide toward improvement. Nothing is wasted. Even pain serves purpose when examined calmly. To stop caring excessively does not harden the heart. It sharpens it. The Stoic loves more cleanly because their affection is not possessive. They give without demand, help without expectation, and withdraw without resentment. This is affection purified by understanding. Distance makes love durable. The emotional distance of the Stoic creates power of observation. They see patterns others miss. Their calm allows them to detect motives, illusions, and opportunities hidden by noise. Strategic perception replaces impulse. Their judgment is respected because it is uncorrupted by mood. Stillness under pressure communicates control. In moments of tension, people look toward the calm for guidance. The Stoic becomes anchor. Their emotional neutrality stabilizes groups, teams, and environments. They lead through presence, not proclamation. Authority grows naturally from composure. To maintain emotional distance requires humility. The Stoic accepts that they are not their emotions. They are the observer behind them. This awareness destroys ego. It reveals that most suffering is self-created through attachment to transient feelings. Freedom follows recognition of separation. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself, "Choose not to be harmed, and you won't feel harmed." Emotional distance begins with this decision. The Stoic chooses interpretation deliberately. They refuse to let feeling define event. Pain may exist, but injury requires consent. This understanding turns victimhood into vigilance. The disciplined mind transforms comparison into neutrality. They observe success and failure in others without emotional distortion. Envy dissolves, pride subsides. Observation replaces competition. This equilibrium maintains peace in environments built on insecurity. The Stoic stands unprovoked amid vanity. To watch one's own mind under emotion is to witness nature in motion. The Stoic treats each feeling as weather through which they navigate. Rain or storm, they adjust course without drama. The consistency of this navigation produces confidence. Others panic under turbulence. The Stoic stays steady because they understand it will pass. Emotional distance purifies judgment. The closer one stands to passion, the more distorted perception becomes. The Stoic retreats inward to evaluate, not outward to react. Their decisions carry weight because they are untouched by panic. This internal stillness becomes a form of power that others mistake for mystery. Discipline in distance allows composure in chaos. The Stoic enters intense environments, conflict, loss, failure, and remains unmoved. Their mind interprets before it reacts. This delay is dominance. Reaction wastes time, reflection commands it. Every second of delay is strength. To be untouchable is not to be unfeeling, but to be untaken. Emotion passes through without ownership. The Stoic receives it, processes it, releases it. No residue remains. Their peace is maintenance, not miracle. It is the product of continuous cleansing of thought. The disciplined mind replaces impulse with sequence. Event, observation, reflection, decision, this chain becomes reflex. Emotion cannot interrupt the order. Through this repetition, reason gains speed. What once required effort becomes instinct. Control becomes natural. Emotional distance generates clarity of purpose. When the fog of reaction clears, direction appears. The Stoic acts with precision because nothing distorts aim. They move without hesitation, not because they lack emotion, but because emotion no longer interferes. Purpose operates best in silence. To maintain distance, the Stoic practices containment. They hold emotion until its power fades, then act from reason. Containment is not repression, but timing. Action delayed until calm ensures accuracy. Words spoken after reflection rarely wound. Decisions made in stillness rarely regret. The mind learns through restraint. Each withheld reaction strengthens the next. The Stoic collects these small victories until they form identity. Eventually, calmness becomes the default state. Emotion becomes visitor, not ruler. This transformation marks the completion of emotional discipline. The ultimate expression of distance is serenity. The Stoic reaches a state where all emotion is acknowledged, yet none dominate. This serenity is not apathy, but supreme balance. They feel everything, yet remain centered. The external world continues its noise, but inside there is perfect order. This is the power of emotional distance, the quiet supremacy of a mind that observes all and is ruled by none. Power begins where explanation ends. The Stoic understands that the more a person explains, the more they reveal uncertainty. Justification is a leak in authority. The disciplined mind acts from principle, not persuasion. It does not ask for permission to live correctly. It moves with quiet certainty. allowing conduct to speak louder than words ever could. The need to explain arises from dependence on approval. When one's peace depends on being understood, they are no longer free. The Stoic eliminates this dependency by removing the audience from their decisions. They act by alignment, not by applause. Whether praised or criticized, their behavior remains the same. Internal command replaces social consensus. Every explanation weakens position. The moment you try to make others see what only discipline can prove, you step down from command. The Stoic never negotiates clarity. They understand that the truth does not require defense, only consistency. Those who act from virtue do not chase comprehension. They embody conviction. The more silent the strength, the deeper it penetrates. Seneca wrote, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury." This principle extends to misunderstanding. The Stoics' answer to misjudgment is composure. They do not react to distortion with correction. They live cleanly and let time make the case. Truth spoken too early sounds like noise. Truth lived patiently becomes proof. To not explain is to value energy over ego. The Stoic recognizes that every word spent defending identity is energy stolen from improvement. They preserve attention by letting others draw their conclusions. Their silence becomes a wall, calm, impenetrable, and unnerving to those who seek reaction. They are unbothered by perception because they have mastered origin intention. The modern world is addicted to commentary. Everyone justifies, clarifies, and performs reasoning to appear thoughtful. But wisdom does not advertise itself. The Stoic reduces noise by living demonstration. Each action, deliberate and unhurried, renders words unnecessary. Explanation becomes redundant when behavior is coherent. To withhold explanation is an act of restraint. It resists the ego's hunger for validation. The Stoic stands firm in misunderstanding without panic. They let misinterpretation dissolve on its own timeline. Those who rush to clarify usually fear being misjudged. The Stoic accepts misjudgment as inevitable. They understand that control of perception is illusion. The disciplined person knows that silence cannot be misquoted. Each word multiplies potential distortion. Restraint preserves strength. When accused, they do not defend. When doubted, they do not prove. The absence of defense reveals supreme confidence. Explanation is replaced by consistency, the steady rhythm of conduct that speaks for itself. Authority is built on observation, not justification. The Stoic leads through presence. Their calmness signals comprehension deeper than words. People feel the difference between noise and gravity. The Stoic embodies the latter. Every movement, minimal yet intentional, communicates self-command. Explanation would only reduce the effect. To explain is to yield the frame. The moment you justify your behavior, you acknowledge another's power to question it. The Stoic refuses this surrender. They know that self-mastery is invisible authority. Their validation is internal, a ledger of integrity kept private. Approval cannot add to it. Criticism cannot subtract from it. Stillness under accusation disarms the emotional. The Stoic does not meet noise with noise. They meet it with calm refusal. This calm exposes insecurity in others. Those who demand explanation crave control. The Stoic's silence denies them that control. Indifference to misunderstanding becomes strength in itself. To not explain is to protect simplicity. Complexity invites confusion. The Stoic compresses motive into principle. Act rightly, ignore judgment. They do not dilute action with narrative. Each explanation is an attempt to please multiple minds, but discipline pleases only truth. Simplicity replaces persuasion. When one stops explaining, life becomes quieter. The mind no longer rehearses justifications for every choice. Freedom appears in the absence of defense. Each decision stands clean, supported by principle alone. The Stoic moves forward unburdened by the need to be seen as correct. Their peace is private, silent, and unshakable. Explanation feeds insecurity. The stronger the need to be understood, the weaker the self-concept. The Stoic invests in inner certainty instead of outer approval. They define their worth through coherence of thought and action. Alignment becomes armor. No opinion can penetrate the individual who lives truthfully without spectacle. To explain yourself to everyone is to become divided. Each audience pulls a fragment of identity away from center. The Stoic remains whole. They know that conviction cannot be shared through words, but only through demonstration. Their discipline is personal law, not public debate. Explanation fragments, composure unifies. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." The art of not explaining yourself is this instruction embodied. The Stoic does not describe virtue, they perform it. They do not narrate strength, they display it. Speech about principle is replaced by evidence of it. To remain silent under misunderstanding requires training. The instinct to defend is primal. The Stoic rewires this impulse through practice. They learn to pause, breathe, and observe the urge to explain. Observation replaces reaction. In that pause lies authority. Power is preserved through patience. The disciplined mind differentiates between clarity and control. Clarity is internal understanding. Control is external approval. The Stoic pursues the first and disregards the second. They prefer to know their own reasons than to convince others. Conviction that depends on agreement is counterfeit. Real conviction survives isolation. To not explain is to command the frame of reality. Silence directs focus inward, forcing others to interpret without instruction. This ambiguity generates influence. People project strength onto what they cannot read. The Stoic understands this dynamic and uses it strategically. Their silence becomes presence, their restraint becomes legend. Those who constantly explain lose momentum. Each justification halts progress to gather opinion. The Stoic continues moving. They let outcomes justify decisions. When results appear, explanations become unnecessary. Action validates itself. The disciplined person allows time to argue in their favor. Every explanation creates attachment to approval. The Stoic dissolves attachment through detachment from validation. They practice existing without being confirmed. This produces stability under rejection and freedom under scrutiny. Their mind no longer asks, "Do they understand me?" but "Did I act rightly?" That question defines serenity. To not explain is to live in alignment with law rather than perception. The Stoic constructs internal order and obeys it completely. Their discipline functions as constitution. When challenged, they reference law, not opinion. Law within eliminates negotiation with the outside. This structure grants peace in chaos. In leadership, the one who explains least often commands most. Constant justification signals insecurity. The Stoic communicates direction, not defense. They provide clarity of intent, not emotional reasoning. Those who follow sense confidence through brevity. Excess explanation dilutes authority. Detachment from explanation refines focus. The Stoic does not waste thought predicting how others interpret them. That energy is redirected toward refinement of conduct. The less time spent on justification, the more time invested in precision. Their life becomes evidence of discipline sculpted by silence. The urge to explain fades as self-awareness strengthens. The Stoic understands their motives deeply. They know the architecture of their decisions. This internal clarity replaces the need for verbal defense. They no longer need others to agree to confirm correctness. Knowledge of self eliminates debate. To explain yourself often is to expose your insecurities to the world. The Stoic conceals uncertainty until it is resolved internally. They do not broadcast confusion for sympathy. They face it privately and correct it through reflection. By doing so, they maintain composure even while transforming. This containment is power. To not explain is to master communication. It is not silence alone, but measured release of speech. The Stoic chooses when to speak with precision. Words become tools of influence, not reflexes of fear. Each statement carries weight because it is rare. Silence amplifies every utterance. Freedom from explanation deepens solitude. Solitude becomes space for understanding rather than loneliness for validation. The Stoic values time alone because it strengthens independence. They return to the world composed, anchored, and immune to manipulation. Solitude trains immunity to misunderstanding. In relationships, the art of not explaining preserves dignity. The Stoic expresses truth once, clearly, then stands by it. They do not beg to be believed. Trust is built through consistency, not repetition. Their presence becomes predictable, their word reliable. Over time, explanation becomes unnecessary. Those who act from principle rather than perception discover quiet authority. Their behavior develops gravity. Others adjust to their stability. The Stoic becomes immovable because their foundation is internal. Silence, once restraint, transforms into influence. People listen because the Stoic rarely speaks. To not explain is to transcend validation culture. The world markets constant expression as strength, but the Stoic recognizes it as dependence. They choose rarity over repetition. Each act of restraint communicates mastery of emotion. Each silence marks freedom from insecurity. The final mastery of this art is serenity amid misunderstanding. The Stoic accepts that some will never see clearly. They allow others their illusions without resentment. Explanation would change nothing. They choose peace over persuasion. Their calmness under distortion is evidence of enlightenment. To not explain is to embody law without commentary. The Stoic's conduct becomes scripture, silent, precise, and undeniable. Their discipline speaks in motion, their integrity in silence. They are proof without argument. They are power without display. This is the art of not explaining yourself. A philosophy of still authority and absolute self-command. Every word costs energy. The Stoic speaks with this awareness. They treat language as currency, to be spent only when return exceeds cost. In a world addicted to noise, verbal restraint becomes a weapon. Each word withheld multiplies strength. Each silence reinforces authority. Speech reveals the structure of the mind. Excessive language exposes disorder. The Stoic studies their own speech as a craftsman examines tools. They remove what is dull, redundant, or weak. Their sentences are forged in precision. Nothing decorative survives. Each phrase carries intention. Each pause commands presence. Restraint in speech begins with restraint in thought. The Stoic filters ideas before they reach the tongue. This discipline trains the mind to simplify. What cannot be expressed cleanly is not yet understood. Silence is not emptiness, it is refinement. It is the interval where clarity forms. Words are actions in sound. The Stoic uses them with the same control they apply to behavior. Each statement must serve purpose, to inform, to guide, to stabilize. They never speak to fill space or to relieve tension. The untrained speak to escape silence. The disciplined speak to create meaning. Cicero observed that brevity is a sign of mastery. To speak less is to think more. The Stoic understands that language mirrors mental architecture. The more ordered the thought, the fewer words required. Precision signals comprehension. Verbosity signals confusion. The disciplined person trims speech until only truth remains. Every unnecessary explanation drains dignity. The Stoic refuses to waste language defending what conduct can prove. Their actions serve as complete argument. In this economy, silence is profit. Restraint preserves credibility. When they finally speak, people listen because they know the words were earned. Noise weakens presence. Those who speak constantly dilute their impact. The Stoic's voice, by contrast, carries weight because it is rare. They understand that scarcity creates value. A single calm sentence, spoken at the right moment, commands more than endless dialogue. Authority requires economy. Language builds reputation. The Stoic speaks as though every word will echo for years. They choose phrasing like a sculptor chooses stone. Every statement reflects identity. Clarity becomes legacy. Ambiguity breeds weakness. The mind that respects language respects itself. The disciplined person does not react verbally to every event. They hold the tongue as one would hold a weapon, unsheathed only when necessary. Each withheld response preserves energy. The world measures intelligence by output, but the Stoic measures it by control. The silence of understanding outweighs the volume of reaction. To speak less is to listen more. The Stoic listens to detect truth beneath noise. Observation becomes advantage. The quiet person collects information unnoticed, while the loud reveal themselves. Restraint sharpens awareness. Through silence, the Stoic sees structure behind words, motives, fears, and weaknesses invisible to those who constantly speak. The economy of words extends to self-talk. The Stoic monitors the language within. They eliminate complaint, exaggeration, and fantasy. Internal speech becomes command, direct, factual, unemotional. By disciplining inner language, they discipline emotion itself. The tone of thought determines the tone of life. Those who master language master perception. The Stoics' few words shape how others interpret reality. A single decisive phrase can calm conflict or end debate. They do not decorate sentences, they aim them. Words become instruments of order. Their speech restores proportion where chaos reigns. To waste language is to waste strength. The Stoic treats conversation like combat, deliberate, measured, efficient. They strike only when effect justifies exposure. Each exchange is approached with strategy. Casual talk is minimized. Necessary talk is purified. Speech becomes a reflection of structure, not impulse. In restraint, the Stoic finds freedom. They are no longer enslaved by the need to respond. They choose silence as posture, not avoidance. Their quiet unsettles the untrained. Those who rely on noise misread calm as superiority, and they are correct. Silence is presence refined into dominance. Every unnecessary word increases the risk of contradiction. The Stoic eliminates this risk by limiting speech to truth. What is true remains consistent. The fewer the words, the smaller the target for error. Accuracy replaces expression. The result is communication stripped to essence, clean, exact, final. The wise understand that most persuasion fails through excess. The more one insists, the less they are believed. The Stoic persuades by example, not argument. When they do speak, tone carries authority because it is grounded in alignment. Their voice becomes extension of principle, not performance of ego. Words can enslave through repetition. the untrained repeat affirmations they do not embody. The Stoic reverses the process. They act first, speak later. Language follows proof. They speak only from experience, never imagination. This sequence gives their words gravity. Listeners recognize authenticity through simplicity. Control of language requires control of impulse. The Stoic practices pause, the small moment between stimulus and speech. In that pause, emotion is examined. What begins as impulse ends as choice. This separation creates mastery. No word escapes without inspection. No sentence is born from reaction. The economy of words produces psychological power. People trust those who do not rush to speak. They sense patience, calculation, depth. The Stoics' silence invites curiosity. Their eventual response satisfies it. Influence grows from rarity. The more they withhold, the more others listen when they choose to release. Language reveals discipline. The Stoics' diction reflects precision of thought. Their tone remains measured even under stress. They speak without haste, maintaining order through rhythm. Each syllable reinforces composure. Their voice becomes instrument of calm, a sound of control amid disorder. To speak little requires confidence. Insecurity hides behind excess words. The Stoics' brevity communicates certainty. They do not fill silence to manage anxiety. They allow space between sentences as proof of control. Each pause declares sovereignty. Their quiet becomes magnetic. Verbal economy simplifies relationships. The Stoic communicates boundaries without argument. They say no once and mean it. They deliver decisions without explanation. Others learn that persuasion is useless. This clarity prevents emotional negotiation. Few words, consistently enforced, create stability. In leadership, economy of speech commands respect. The Stoic issues direction with precision. Their brevity signals focus. Those who follow sense the weight of each instruction. Excess speech would suggest indecision. The leader who says little but acts decisively creates a culture of order. To conserve words is to conserve emotion. The Stoic understands that emotional outburst begins in verbal indulgence. Complaints, justifications, and dramatizations feed instability. Silence starves these impulses. Over time, calmness becomes the native tone. Peace grows in the absence of noise. The economy of words protects secrets. The Stoic does not reveal plans prematurely. They understand that privacy sustains power. Speech is withheld until execution. Mystery preserves momentum. Those who explain intentions weaken outcomes. The quiet builder finishes before anyone notices construction. Restraint transforms dialogue into art. The Stoics' few statements carry rhythm, proportion, and finality. Their speech lands cleanly because it is edited by silence. They speak when benefit exceeds cost. Conversation becomes deliberate motion, not reflex. Listeners feel the density of meaning in every line. To speak less is to think longer. The Stoic delays response until thought reaches precision. Delay is not hesitation, it is calibration. They refuse to answer questions driven by haste. Their replies arrive measured, free of reaction. This habit converts time into clarity. The world hurries, the Stoic waits. In emotional conflict, words are weapons of destruction. The Stoic's restraint prevents escalation. They do not argue, they observe. Their silence diffuses aggression. When they finally speak, the tone neutralizes tension. Their composure resets the environment. Mastery of language becomes mastery of outcome. Economy extends beyond speech to writing. The Stoic writes as they speak, with precision, without ornament. They do not decorate insight, they distill it. Each line contains only what strengthens understanding. Their texts read like architecture, clean lines, firm structure, no waste. Brevity reveals comprehension. To condense meaning without losing depth requires mastery. The Stoic edits thought until clarity remains. Their minimalism is not emptiness, but compression. Each phrase holds density of insight. This condensation of wisdom creates permanence. To control language is to command emotion. The Stoic does not allow tone to betray inner turbulence. Their words remain steady regardless of circumstance. The untrained reveal fear through speech. The disciplined reveal strength through calmness. Composure in voice is composure in mind. The fewer words one uses, the harder they strike. The Stoic silence builds anticipation. Their words deliver impact. Influence depends on contrast between quiet and sound. Noise carries no gravity because it never stops. Silence framed by rare speech becomes unforgettable. To master the economy of words is to master attention. The Stoic controls the rhythm of interaction. They speak slowly, forcing others to adjust tempo. In this control of timing lies psychological command. Conversation bends around their cadence. The calm dominate the frantic. Language, once disciplined, becomes a form of meditation. Each sentence built carefully refines focus. The Stoic uses speech to practice mindfulness. They weigh syllables as they would weigh actions. Communication turns into reflection. Speaking becomes an act of consciousness. Those who conserve words accumulate strength. Their restraint becomes a reservoir of influence. Each silent decision compounds authority. Over time, the Stoic's voice gains mythic presence. Spoken rarely, remembered deeply. Their words do not fade. They echo because they are few. The economy of words is not limitation, but liberation. To need fewer words is to need less validation. The Stoics' language aligns with their life. Clean, precise, efficient. They waste nothing, not time, not energy, not speech. Their silence is full, their voice deliberate. Through this economy, they achieve the rarest form of power, quiet certainty. Indifference is not withdrawal, it is evolution. The Stoic who has learned to stop caring has completed the transformation from reaction to rule. What once demanded defense now passes through unshaken observation. The noise of the world continues, but it no longer reaches the inner chamber. The self becomes a fortress of stillness in a landscape of movement. When the mind ceases to chase approval, life becomes directional. Energy that once fractured into a thousand reactions consolidates into a single current. The Stoic channels that current toward purpose. Their days lose the clutter of emotional interpretation. What remains is sequence, thought, action, result. The simplicity feels like power because it is. To stop caring is to remember scale. Most of what agitates the untrained mind exists only in perception. Opinion, status, praise, insult, all dissolve when examined from height. The Stoic lives from that height. They navigate events as a pilot above clouds, aware of storms but unaffected by them. Distance is not coldness. It is clarity protected by perspective. Detachment becomes a moral discipline. The Stoic withdraws not from humanity, but from the illusions that weaken it. They refuse participation in drama disguised as duty. Their virtue is internal, invisible, and absolute. They act correctly without display. Their reward is composure that does not depend on audience. The one who stops caring no longer argues with reality. Acceptance replaces resistance. Life ceases to be an opponent and becomes a collaborator. Events unfold. The Stoic adapts. Every occurrence is raw material for mastery. Even loss feeds wisdom. Even insult feeds restraint. The entire world becomes gymnasium for discipline. Freedom begins when emotional reaction ends. The Stoic no longer spends thought defending identity. They have outgrown the need to prove. The ego dissolves into function, a mind executing principle. Calmness becomes efficiency. Energy once wasted on explanation now fuels precision. Every gesture, every silence carries clean intention. The modern world glorifies care without boundaries. It praises constant engagement, constant outrage, constant empathy until exhaustion. The Stoic reverses this disease of excess. They practice selective care, fierce where control exists, absent where it doesn't. Their compassion is structured, their indifference strategic. Balance replaces burnout. To stop caring is to simplify the self. Every attachment trimmed, every dependence examined, every illusion tested. What remains is essence, disciplined, minimal, direct. The Stoic's life becomes lean. They no longer decorate existence, they distill it. Meaning sharpens as excess falls away. The person who stops caring achieves emotional independence. They stop renting happiness from circumstances. Their peace becomes owned property. No external event can evict it. This ownership is the highest wealth, peace acquired, maintained, and guarded by principle. No market fluctuation can touch it. To stop caring is to stop arguing with inevitability. Time, change, mortality, these forces obey no plea. The Stoic aligns with them. They treat each as element rather than enemy. Acceptance turns suffering into structure. The disciplined mind rides the flow of reality instead of fighting it. Control over the self replaces illusion of control over the world. The indifferent mind is not passive. It acts with greater focus precisely because it wastes nothing. Every decision follows reason unburdened by fear. The Stoic becomes faster, cleaner, more decisive. Indifference removes hesitation. Without emotional drag, action moves in straight lines. When one stops caring about credit, contribution multiplies. The Stoic works for order, not recognition. Their conduct serves structure itself. They see themselves as part of a universal mechanism, necessary, transient, complete in function. Contribution replaces ego. Purpose replaces pride. Indifference strengthens relationships by purifying them. The Stoic loves without ownership, supports without control, listens without projection. They are present without demand. Their calm stabilizes those around them. By not needing others to fulfill expectation, they make connection cleaner. Love without dependence becomes freedom shared. The one who stops caring learns the difference between noise and signal. They no longer chase every opinion or trend. Their mind becomes a filtering system tuned only to what strengthens. Irrelevance fades. Importance reveals itself through silence. They discover that most urgency is illusion and that most truth speaks quietly. To stop caring is to face reality without disguise. The Stoic no longer edits life to fit comfort. They see things as they are, not as they wish. This realism hardens them, then frees them. When fantasy dies, clarity begins. They cease waiting for easier conditions and start building within the existing ones. Adaptation becomes victory. Indifference transforms failure into data. Each defeat loses sting because it loses meaning beyond information. The Stoic does not personalize outcomes. They analyze and adjust. Emotion, once tied to result, is rerouted to method. Improvement becomes continuous because identity no longer obstructs it. To stop caring about outcome releases mastery in action. Detachment allows immersion in the task itself. The Stoic enters total focus because nothing external interrupts it. Joy appears not in success but in execution. The work becomes self-contained completion. This is freedom in motion. Calmness becomes signal of power. In rooms full of noise, the quiet figure commands attention. The Stoics' stillness draws focus because it contrasts chaos. Their minimal movement radiates control. People sense alignment even if they cannot define it. Indifference becomes influence without effort. To stop caring about winning transforms the experience of struggle. The Stoic fights cleanly. No hatred, no panic, no despair. Conflict becomes exercise in composure. Every adversity is accepted as test. Their calm under tension redefines victory. Not dominance over others, but dominance over self. Indifference refines endurance. The Stoic outlasts because they do not waste. Every reaction costs energy. They spend none on the uncontrollable. Their pace remains steady while others fluctuate with emotion. Consistency becomes advantage. Their success accumulates quietly through time. When one stops caring about opinion, they regain their natural state, solitude without loneliness. The Stoics' independence attracts trust because it is self-sufficient. People rely on those who do not rely on them. Detachment breeds reliability. Emotional control becomes stability others can anchor to. To stop caring is to reclaim attention. The mind withdraws from noise and rededicates focus to the immediate and essential. Routine becomes meditation. Action becomes prayer. Simplicity restores depth. In that depth, peace becomes accessible at all times. The disciplined mind replaces narrative with observation. They no longer ask, "Why me?" but "What now?" Their attention moves from interpretation to execution. The reduction of drama increases accuracy. Indifference becomes efficiency disguised as serenity. Indifference to judgment births true identity. Without the pressure to conform, authenticity emerges. The Stoic acts according to inner law, not external fashion. Their alignment remains constant regardless of trend. Freedom of identity becomes strength of character. They no longer perform virtue, they live it. To stop caring is to end emotional debt. No longer owed to approval, validation, or revenge, the mind becomes solvent. Every choice becomes transaction in strength. Integrity replaces manipulation as strategy. The Stoic stops borrowing peace from others and earns it through conduct. The indifferent state expands awareness. Without personal bias, perception sharpens. The Stoic sees cause without blame, pattern without judgment. They observe reality as engineer observes mechanism. This perspective allows correction without emotion. Wisdom becomes accuracy in vision. To stop caring about comfort elevates endurance. The Stoic chooses hardship as sharpening stone. They welcome friction that reveals weakness. Their calm in discomfort trains resilience invisible to those who seek ease. Comfort dulls, hardship clarifies, detachment ensures growth. Indifference under success prevents corruption. The Stoic treats victory as test of balance. They remain steady in fortune as in loss. Praise does not intoxicate because it holds no substance. Their focus remains on process. Peace is maintained through equality of response. Neither rise nor fall disturbs the core. When one stops caring about reputation, they begin to live truthfully. The Stoic becomes transparent to themselves. There is nothing left to hide, nothing left to prove. Freedom from performance releases authentic strength. They act by conviction, not by costume. Integrity becomes instinct. To stop caring is to cultivate inner law. The Stoic no longer negotiates with impulse. Their rules are written in discipline and enforced by will. Emotion may knock, but it is admitted only through reason's gate. This hierarchy creates order. Peace becomes predictable, not accidental. Indifference leads to focus. Focus leads to creation. The Stoic builds while others react. Their silence becomes workshop. Their solitude becomes strategy. By caring only for what endures, they produce what lasts. Noise fades, structure remains. Their legacy is built on restraint. The mind that stops caring achieves unity. No conflict between desire and duty, no split between want and principle. Every action aligned with philosophy. This coherence generates peace that no possession can provide. They have become whole, the rarest state. The Stoic who stops caring lives beyond offense, beyond comparison, beyond noise. Their calmness is not escape, but dominance. They participate in the world without being consumed by it. Their detachment is not distance, it is command. They see, decide, act, then rest. To stop caring is to live by necessity, not by noise. Every choice flows from order. Every movement carries purpose. Nothing wasted, nothing exaggerated. Existence returns to simplicity, breath, effort, silence. The world continues its noise. The Stoic continues their work. Indifference becomes serenity matured into strength. The disciplined person no longer distinguishes between peace and power. They have merged. Their calmness directs, their silence persuades, their restraint endures. They have achieved the highest condition to care for what matters and to remain untouched by all that does not.